The KKCT Project.
You're going to listen to an interview with Anne Porter, a British woman who works with a project for young people. The interview is divided into three parts. After each part, you'll be asked to answer some questions. Your answers must be in English. You can write some of the answers and make a few notes in the margin while you're listening. But you will be given time after each part to complete your answers. Some of the questions need longer answers. Here you're supposed to give as much information as possible. At the end, you'll hear the whole conversation again, without pauses. Now, read questions 1 to 5. Do that now, please. All right. Now let's listen to the first part of the interview.
Not long ago, Anne Porter, a girl from Derby, was making a career in the glamorous world of movie making. Then she was often seen in the company of famous film stars, but now she's working with inner-city youngsters in the heart of London. Today, I'm visiting Anne at her busy office. Thank you very much for making time to see me, Anne. You're working with a very unusual project, aren't you?
Yes. I'm the director here at KKCT, Kensington Kids Cable TV. It's a project for young people between 11 and 17.
So they're still at school, are they?
Well, yes. But many of them aren't doing very well in their classes. And I'm afraid that, for many of them, a violent street culture is part of their lives. But here at KKCT, we try to give young people a positive alternative. When they come to us, they get a chance to be involved in television, and they have the opportunity to write, direct, produce and star in their own programmes and broadcast them through cable.
What sort of programmes do you produce?
Both films and documentaries. It's all based on what the kids want to do.
When did you start this project?
I came up with the idea in 1994, and the project has been growing ever since. We've had seminars and workshops for hundreds of young people since we started.
How did you get involved in the media world?
I fell into the film industry by chance. When I was 20 years old, I was offered a job as a nanny with Ryan O'Neill's family in Hollywood.
You mean Ryan O'Neill as in Love Story? I mean, the actor who starred in Paper Moon, Tatum's father.
That's right. The job was only intended to be for the summer, but I stayed with them for a year. And after that, I was offered a job on a film set in Hollywood. I learnt a little bit about everything and was completely captivated.
It must have been a very exciting life.
I suppose I was very privileged, and I met a lot of celebrities. It was a totally different world compared with the one I work in now.
Yes, it certainly is. How did you get the idea of starting the KKCT project?
I was living in Los Angeles during the terrible riots in '93. Shortly after the riots, I became involved with City Kids. It's an organisation that brings together kids from opposing gangs in the LA area. During the riots, everybody realised that something had to be done about young people and the growing street violence, and I contacted City Kids and asked how I could help.
And what happened then?
They had just started a group that worked with drama and music. Because they had found that especially drama and music gave the kids a creative outlet, they asked if I was interested in joining this group, and I was. I found the experience with City Kids incredibly rewarding. It was one of the most exciting things I'd done since arriving in Hollywood.
Now write your answers to questions 1 to 5. Okay. You'll be given more time later to complete your answers. Now read questions 6 to 9. Do that now, please. Ready? Let's listen to the second part of the interview.
What happened when you came to London?
I noticed there were a lot of kids hanging around in the streets in my neighbourhood, Kensington. So I decided to set up something similar to City Kids. And I wanted the focus to be on television. The most difficult thing was to find a suitable place for a studio in this area. Our so-called studio is actually an old car showroom. A friend of mine used to buy his BMWs here, and he was the one who tipped me off. It only took a few weeks to convert it into what we have now.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of young people that come here have problems.
Yes, they do. But if you talk to them, you'll find out that one of the main reasons they get into trouble is because they're bored. It's not apathy or greed that underlies the problems, it's boredom.
Why do they come to you?
They want to come here because television and filming and computers are exciting. But it's so much more than that. We guide them and give them the tools to create television. In fact, what you see on KKCT is totally their own work, and it's something that they can rightly be proud of. I think I'm giving them a sense of responsibility as well.
Can anyone join the project?
Yes, but when they do, they must sign a contract with us. They have to be enrolled in school if they want to join the KKCT project. I mean, they can't just quit and come to us instead. And this is an extremely structured environment. If it wasn't, it wouldn't work.
Now answer questions 6 to 9. All right. Remember, you'll have more time to complete your answers later. Now read questions 10 to 13. Do that now, please. Ready? Let's listen to the last part of the interview.
Don't you regret giving up the glamorous life you used to have?
Not at all. I feel I want to give something back. You see, I was lucky. When I wanted to get into the film business, I had the contacts to do it. It used to be a case of who you knew, but now it depends more on how much experience you've had, which of course is what I would call a catch-22 situation.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, without work experience you can't get a job, and without a job you can't get experience.
Are you working full-time on the project?
Oh, that's an understatement. We have workshops set up every day, some general, some geared to a specific programme the kids might be working on. Right now, I think I'm putting in about 9 hours a day, 6 days a week. But I love every minute of it.
Do you run all the workshops yourself?
No. I'm quite ruthless about asking for support from my friends. This week we're doing street interviews, and a friend of mine, who is a well-known reporter, is coming in to advise the kids.
That must be very useful.
Yes, it's great. And I still have contacts in show business that I can call. Several famous people like David Bowie and Mick Jagger are helping out by letting the kids interview them.
In what way do you think your project can make a difference for these young people?
I'm sure KKCT can make a big difference for many of these kids. Cable TV is a rapidly expanding industry, and there are going to be hundreds of new opportunities in this field within the next few years. KKCT gives these young people the confidence and practical experience they need to apply for jobs. And they can use a video they have made here as a calling card.
Anne, I wish you every success in your important work. Thank you very much for letting us visit you here today.
Glad you could come. It was a pleasure.
And now, back to David.
Now write your answers to questions 10 to 13. All right. Now you'll hear the whole interview once again. Listen and complete your answers while you're listening.
Not long ago, Anne Porter, a girl from Derby, was making a career in the glamorous world of movie making. Then she was often seen in the company of famous film stars. But now she's working with inner-city youngsters in the heart of London. Today I'm visiting Anne at her busy office. Thank you very much for making time to see me, Anne. You're working with a very unusual project, aren't you?
Yes. I'm the director here at KKCT, Kensington Kids Cable TV. It's a project for young people between 11 and 17.
So they're still at school, are they?
Well, yes, but many of them aren't doing very well in their classes. And I'm afraid that, for many of them, a violent street culture is part of their lives. But here at KKCT, we try to give young people a positive alternative. When they come to us, they get a chance to be involved in television, and they have the opportunity to write, direct, produce and star in their own programmes and broadcast them through cable.
What sort of programmes do you produce?
Both films and documentaries. It's all based on what the kids want to do.
When did you start this project?
I came up with the idea in 1994, and the project has been growing ever since. We've had seminars and workshops for hundreds of young people since we started.
How did you get involved in the media world?
I fell into the film industry by chance. When I was 20 years old, I was offered a job as a nanny with Ryan O'Neill's family in Hollywood.
You mean Ryan O'Neill as in Love Story? I mean the actor who starred in Paper Moon, Tatum's father.
That's right. The job was only intended to be for the summer, but I stayed with them for a year. And after that, I was offered a job on a film set in Hollywood. I learnt a little bit about everything and was completely captivated.
It must have been a very exciting life.
I suppose I was very privileged, and I met a lot of celebrities. It was a totally different world compared with the one I work in now.
Yes, it certainly is. How did you get the idea of starting the KKCT project?
I was living in Los Angeles during the terrible riots in 93. Shortly after the riots, I became involved with City Kids. It's an organisation that brings together kids from opposing gangs in the LA area. During the riots, everybody realised that something had to be done about young people and the growing street violence, and I contacted City Kids and asked how I could help.
And what happened then?
They had just started a group that worked with drama and music. Because they had found that especially drama and music gave the kids a creative outlet, they asked if I was interested in joining this group, and I was. I found the experience with City Kids incredibly rewarding. It was one of the most exciting things I'd done since arriving in Hollywood.
What happened when you came to London?
I noticed there were a lot of kids hanging around in the streets in my neighbourhood, Kensington. So I decided to set up something similar to City Kids, and I wanted the focus to be on television. The most difficult thing was to find a suitable place for a studio in this area. Our so-called studio is actually an old car showroom. A friend of mine used to buy his BMWs here, and he was the one who tipped me off. It only took a few weeks to convert it into what we have now.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of young people that come here have problems.
Yes, they do. But if you talk to them, you'll find out that one of the main reasons they get into trouble is because they're bored. It's not apathy or greed that underlies the problems, it's boredom.
Why do they come to you?
They want to come here because television and filming and computers are exciting. But it's so much more than that. We guide them and give them the tools to create television. In fact, what you see on KKCT is totally their own work, and it's something that they can rightly be proud of. I think I'm giving them a sense of responsibility as well.
Can anyone join the project?
Yes, but when they do, they must sign a contract with us. They have to be enrolled in school if they want to join the KKCT project. I mean, they can't just quit and come to us instead. And this is an extremely structured environment. If it wasn't, it wouldn't work.
Don't you regret giving up the glamorous life you used to have?
Not at all. I feel I want to give something back. You see, I was lucky. When I wanted to get into the film business, I had the contacts to do it. It used to be a case of who you knew. But now it depends more on how much experience you've had, which of course is what I would call a catch-22 situation.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, without work experience you can't get a job, and without a job you can't get experience.
Are you working full-time on the project?
Oh, that's an understatement. We have workshops set up every day, some general, some geared to a specific programme the kids might be working on. Right now, I think I'm putting in about 9 hours a day, 6 days a week. But I love every minute of it.
Mm. Do you run all the workshops yourself?
No. I'm quite ruthless about asking for support from my friends. This week we're doing street interviews, and a friend of mine, who is a well-known reporter, is coming in to advise the kids.
That must be very useful.
Yes, it's great. And I still have contacts in show business that I can call. Several famous people like David Bowie and Mick Jagger are helping out by letting the kids interview them.
In what way do you think your project can make a difference for these young people?
I'm sure KKCT can make a big difference for many of these kids. Cable TV is a rapidly expanding industry, and there are going to be hundreds of new opportunities in this field within the next few years. KKCT gives these young people the confidence and practical experience they need to apply for jobs. And they can use a video they have made here as a calling card.
Anne, I wish you every success in your important work. Thank you very much for letting us visit you here today.
Glad you could come. It was a pleasure.
And now, back to David.
And that was the end of this listening test. Go through your answers and read what you've written. Check if there's something you'd like to add or change. Make sure an English-speaking person would be able to understand what you've written.